Che bonne beis amigdos, mei dove io meno, e se ne quel che lo beso ero seco. Che bonne beis amigdos, mei dove io meno, io dormirò buona cuore soi.
Well, shalom and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is the second hour of show number 172 for October 29th. I welcome some new listeners. I trust there were a few. I had the pleasure of speaking at the West Hampton Synagogue this past Shabbos. It was a wonderful event with cantor Nathanael Herstick and the outstanding choir of Yitzchak Hemoff. It's really, if not the best, it's certainly one of the best choirs around. And it's just a pleasure. Kabbalah Shabbos, and then Saturday morning, Julian came, and we had a very interesting morning and an interesting Shabbos. I know that the weather is affecting some of you. I hope not too bad, and I want to welcome Paul Schneck and Saul. I think you're going to enjoy some of the selections this evening. Okay, we heard the introductory selection that I play for the theme song for the second hour. It's usually Moshe Koussevitzky with Sheyibon Beis HaMikdash, and haven't played Moshe that much lately. So let's hear Esor Einai, the great Moshe Koussevitzky.
Shoy meir yisrael,
Moshe Koussevitzky. Yeah, as I was listening to that, I was thinking about the comments that he made about cantor Hirschman, Mordechai Hirschman. Of course, Hirschman was at Bethel, which is today Young Israel Bethel of Borough Park, and you had Chagi, and then Moshe Koussevitzky, and then Moshe Stern, and today Benzion Miller certainly has a tradition of fine cantors, and I think Paul Zinn was there, and there were a few others, it's wonderful when there is a commitment by the shul or a commitment by a rabbi. We'll take either one, and sometimes it's great if there's both the rabbi, as I believe the rabbi at Bethel was always a big fan of Chazonis. But this past weekend, being at the West Hampton Synagogue with Mark Schneier, and I am a member of Park East, Rabbi Arthur Schneier, it's a pleasure to see two rabbis who love Chazonis and see to it that the congregations are treated, if you will, to this incredible aspect of our religion. You know, it is beautiful, and you can learn to like it. I always smile, if you will, when someone says, "I hate Chazonis." And my answer is, well, you've probably never heard Chazonis. Because if you really heard it, you got to love it. And it is something that can be acquired. You know the old story. I really didn't discover it until I was 41 years old. And I grew to love it. And it can happen to you, and it can happen to so many others. Which, by the way, leads me to remind you that you've been meaning to tell your friends about the program. You are listening to this via the internet, so you do have your email list. So why don't you just take a moment and tell friends who perhaps may love Chazonis, or you may even introduce Chazonis to them, and they'll certainly be grateful for this, opening up a whole new world, if you will, of wonderful, wonderful sacred music. Just tell them www.charlieburnhout. Yeah, you know how to spell it. Bernhaut, burnhout.com. Okay, back to the great Moshe Koussevitzky, and let's hear a caviar. ¶¶
avio bene mahalale loimer ako avio bene mahalale loimer ako
Oh!
Can you ever get too much of Moshe? No. No, really. So let's hear one more selection, a classic, L'Dor V'Dor, Moshe Koussevitzky. Get too much of Moshe? I don't think so. Moshe Kuzovitsky. Well, Miklos, I hope you're enjoying this. And this past Shabbos, I mentioned that I was at the West Hampton Synagogue, and they have this incredible choir, aside from the wonderful cantor, Netanel Hershtick. They have was perhaps the finest choir in the country. I mean, they're just great. They really, really are so outstanding. And they did this incredible version. I don't think I ever heard it, of L'cha Dodi. And I was thinking about these marathons that I've run over the years. I remember, maybe 15, 20 years ago, I played 25 different versions of L'cha Dodi. And I know I played Ani Ma'amin. And right now, coming up with the continuation of a Kiddush marathon. Some of the marathons, I just played, 8 or 10 versions in one program. But this Kiddush marathon is two each week for the next, I don't know how many weeks. I'll probably play 14 or 16 different versions of the Kiddush. And last week I played Moshe Lesurkis and Kop of Kagan. Sorkis is a favorite of mine. And this first Kiddush that we'll be playing for this evening will be Richard Tucker, and it's from an album, a Pesach album, that was also narrated by Barry Gray. It goes back a few years. In those of you who were with me from the beginning know around the late 70s and early 80s that Tucker was a favorite of mine, and still is. So let's hear a Pesach Kiddush, and this will be... let me see if how I'm going to get this. There it is. Richard Tucker.
The aim of the Seder on the night of Passover is to bring the events and miracles of the Exodus from Egypt into the present, so that each of the celebrants, old and young, is made to feel as though he had personally come out of Egypt. The ceremonial part of the Seder commences with the chanting of the Kiddush, the sanctification of the wine.
Baruch atah Hashem,
Baruch Baruch Shema,
Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Borei Sos
an Jerusalem Mikrakodesh Zeicher Zeman Jerusalem Mikrakodesh Zeicher 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 Yitzias Mitzrayim Zeicher Zeicher Yitzias Mitzrayim Kievanu bacharto Biosanu kirashto Mikol huam miyim Muadeka tshecha Bisimcha hov sason Inchaltano
Richard Tucker. Many of you know that he was the chazan at the Brooklyn Jewish Center for many years before he became an opera singer. Okay, that was, okay, so we've had Sorkus, Kapov Kagan, Tucker. Let's hear Sholem Katz with the Kiddush.
Oh! Shabbos Kol Shoy Ve'yam Vavrav Tzom Hin Chilonu Zikaron
Okay, that was Shalom Katz. We're ready for a surprise, Saul. You saw in the index so that you know that we have some really of your favorites coming up. Many of you are familiar, or should be familiar, with the Abe Nadel Choir. It was a great choir from, I guess, the 50s or so. It was Abe Nadel and his sons, and there was Richard and Jeffrey. Both became cantors, and I'm very fond of Jeffrey Nadel, and he has some wonderful recordings. And one of the things that's unique about Jeffrey is that he composed most of his own selections, which is rather rare. Let's hear one of those selections that he composed, and then we're going to go to South Africa for a couple more selections. Let's hear Jeffrey Nadel with Anna Avdor, written by him.
Farnes l'cholo, an
Jeffrey Nadel. Now, as I mentioned, he composed that, and that's rather quite unique among cantors nowadays. Let's go to South Africa, Johannesburg, South Africa, and I hope that this is going to work. Let me just check this, and hopefully it'll come up. This is from a live performance in 1991, that's 21 years ago, Jeffrey Nadel and the Johannesburg Male Choir, as it's billed, the Johannesburg Male Choir. So this is Seem Shalom with Jeffrey Nadel and the choir.
Rachamim, Oleinu Ayatu Yisrael.
Okay, let's go back to 1991 again. This will be Jeffrey Nadel and the Johannesburg Choir with Zochrenu L'Chaim.
Oh, my God.
Jeffrey Nadel and the Johannesburg Choir. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this hour of Jewish soul music, of Chazanis. We will be with you next week, God be willing. And I had planned to play some of Netanel Hershtick this evening, but next week we'll get to Netanel. I feel terrible that I don't have any of his recordings, his outstanding chanting of Hirschman's Ela Devorim and Modim, but someday we'll get a recording of that. In the meantime, don't forget to tell your friends about the program, and thanks for joining with me. Shalom, everyone.